First, Canberra. And here we go again. I think Tony Abbott's on the way back. There's not much question, Malcolm. If Malcolm Turnbull is finished, Tony Abbott will be back. Not necessarily as leader, that's a long shot. But if not as leader, he'd certainly be a significant minister and a power broker in the government. This is all so frustrating. This could even mean an early election, you know. But it's so frustrating. Business is screaming out for stability and for decision making. It needs a prime minister who knows what he's doing. We don't seem to have that. We all need a policy on energy that gives some certainty. We don't have that. We all want lower power bills. We don't have that. Business needs to know whether it's got a chance of getting tax cuts or not. Now, Tony Abbott and his team, they're behaving like malicious malcontents. But Tony Abbott's forgiven nobody for dumping him, and he wants blood. But he was right when he said at the weekend, this is no way to run a government. A firm policy on Tuesday is reversed by Friday. Oh dear. Well, the latest polls show Bill Shorten has surged ahead. Malcolm Turnbull has surged backwards, if you can surge backwards. Peter Dutton is keeping his powder dry. Who knows? He may challenge the Prime Minister. But look, it's only a couple of weeks ago the consensus was Turnbull had recovered and Bill Shorten's leadership was in trouble. Are we really so superficial? Now, in my view, Malcolm Turnbull will go sooner or later. If he is beaten in the party room, he'll quit. I think he's made that pretty clear. He would quit. That would mean a by-election in his seat, which would probably be lost to the Greens. So the government on its one-seat majority could lose power, or the new Prime Minister could be having to do deals with Bob Katter and Fraser Anning to stay in power. Anyway, at the next federal election, the Libs will be beaten, regardless of who leads them. They might put somebody in to try to save some seats. But eventually, before too long, Bill Shorten will be Prime Minister. I think Malcolm Turnbull has shown again why he's politically inept and has got very little true commitment to anything. He's certainly incapable of taking people with him. So you will have Bill PM, and heaven only knows what he stands for this morning, because it will have changed by this afternoon.